On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 11 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. A big day of racing today at Grafton. Still with the fine and a good four there today. With Sean Cosgrove this morning, Michael Beatty joins us. How are you, Michael?
I'm very well, thank you, Sean. Good morning to you. And it dawns a beautiful day here in Grafton. We've, like most of the North Coast, we've had a little bit of a smoke issue over the last week. But it's a lot clearer today. It looks like it's blown away. And the horizon for a change looks clear.
Ooh, that is that's good news to hear, isn't it? It's been shocking, absolutely shocking. The track today, how have you rated that, Michael?
Yes, we've gone up a good four. We were. It's been a little bit difficult here to get water onto the track, Sean, in the last week. We actually had an issue caused by the bushfires in relation to the pumping system bringing water into Grafton. So for the bulk of last week, we were on level four water restrictions. Fortunately for us, they were lifted on Friday. We were able to then get 24 mils into the track over the last few days, 6 mils in the last 7 hours. In the last 24 hours, so the track should race fairly well.
All right. So the rail today?
The rail today is out 3 metres the entire circumference.
All right, out three. You got a good four and a beautiful day.
Yeah, couldn't ask for more.
Good on you. Thanks, Michael. All the best.
Thanks, Sean.
And Gary Cleese's going to find the winners first. How are you, Gary? All right, we'll get Gary in just a moment and run through the form there for the meeting today. So we said weather find a good four for the meeting there today at Grafton. With the market in the first, it's a full field of six. No scratchings there at all. Number one, Private Epic is $2.60. Three, Catch Me Latar, $3.30. One, Rage Against, $3.60. Two, Humility, $5.50. Five, Casbar Ruby, $18. And six, Jaquila, $26. The favourite, $2.60. Number four, Private Epic. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good, Sean. Yeah, really good. Michael's right. Yeah, track looks really good and that snowcase is lifted. So, yeah, that's really good. Look, I'm with this favourite here, Privately Epic. I'm 4-3-2-1, and I'm with the split. Look, he's just got Stayer written all over him, Sean. I know he's only won the 1 out of 11, but he's just been crying for a trip, and he got to the big trip the other day, and he just came from a mile off him down the back. He circled him about the 600-metre mark, and he raced away. He's just one of those big, cool horses that doesn't pick the bit up. And he'll be very hard to beat. Catch Me Later this three. Look, he's the danger. He won here 4 runs ago. He's had a ride on him too, Jake Bayless. That's good because he's got a tendency to want to lay in. He draws the one alley here. He's won up to 2,400 metres. He hasn't been tried any further. True Humility, look, she freed me completely wrong at Ballina. I didn't think she could run 2,650 out, but she ran it on her head. And not only that, when she actually hit the front at the 200-metre mark, she drew away and beat Loving Home 4.8 lengths. So she's going really good at the moment. And I give Rage Against a chance. Look, I've got a massive query on him running the trip out. He's the likely leader. He needs to lead to win. That's when he runs his best races. And if they do leave him alone, I still think he may take a bit of running down. But I've got a question mark on him at the 3,146. I think this big fellow, the favourite, Privately Epic, will be hard to beat with the split numbers 4, 3, 2, and 1 in race one.
All right, we go to the second event, put out the three, and that's Tassark, number 7, Montez, and 10, Great Duck. Now, the favourite in Vinsor is $2.25, 4, because I'm good, $3.40. Number 5, beat that $5. 1, Barbie, $6.50. 6, Magdalene, $7.50. Then 21 or longer.
Yeah, he's had good support, the favourite, Invencor. He's $2.60 this morning, $2.25 right now. So they've really come for him, and I'm with him, 2, 4, 5, and 1. Look, he resumed first up. He blundered as the gates opened and put him in a bad position. It was 900 metres. It didn't suit him, and it was a 65 rating. He was beaten 2.4 lengths behind Nick the Hat. It comes to a hit of Grafton, Colton Gelding's Class 1. So he's coming off a 65, back to a Class 1, up to 12.06. I think he'd be awfully hard to beat. And because I'm good before, he promised to do that last preparation, but he probably went over the top. He gave him a good break, Sterling Oslin, and produced him first up at Cootabarabin on Cup Day. And he was pretty good to win a maiden there under the 59. He draws really good here today, and that run would have brought him right along. If I beat that, I like the horse. They whacked the blinkers on him the other day at Lismore and gave him a good squeeze out of the gates from the 10 alley, and he rolled across and he won pretty good. He beat a horse called Terra del Fago, and he came out to win last week very easy at Lismore. So there was plenty of merit in that win, and the blinkers did work on him. And I get the top weight here, Barbary, a chance. He's had wide gates. He's had no luck his two runs this time in. He finally grabs an alley here today, that one gate. It's going to be vital where he just tracks up off the speed. So he's a definite player, and looking at him in the yard, he's just getting better and better with each run. With the even numbers in race two, 2, 4, 5, and 1 in race two.
All right, we go then to the third event, and here, no scratchings. The favourite is number 2, Canford Springs, at 270. 3, Cracker View, $6. 4, Serene Beauty, $6.50. 6, Sicily Suzanne, $6.50. 1, Shiraz, $8. After that, you know, 14 or better.
Yeah, and with the even numbers, 4-2-3 and 4-2-3-9, I'm with Serene Beauty. I think she's just got that perfect gait to get a lovely run off a quick speed, and a few of these are going to run along like Canford Springs and Cracker View. I mean, if you go back a couple of runs ago, she ran third or fourth, Macquarie, beaten 0.3 of a length behind Plonker. And we saw what Plonker did at Randwick in a highway and then came back and ran into a good field behind one for Betty, beaten 1.3. But she's just got that lovely gait to get a nice running transit. Canford Springs, the two, debuted up and did everything right. Hit the ground, run as she did in the barrier trial, run them off their legs. She was pretty soft on the line. That was 11.06. She goes to the 12.06 today. I don't see that a problem. But Street Cracker View now, I thought she would have showed more speed than what she did from that inside gate at Belna behind Blevio 2 weeks ago. She's probably giving you the indication she may be looking for 1,200 metres, but I mean, this preparation, she's done nothing wrong. She's been in the money 4 out of her last 5 runs, and there's a win in there. I give the 9 ornate. She's my little roughie in the race. She resumed first up here, running third behind Weilong Shang Shu. 2 winners came out of the race, then drew off the track, and then had to go, was slow to begin, and got into an awkward position here, but finished the race off good late, back to the inside in the worst part of the track. But from the gate here, with the speed and the race, she'll lurch. She won't be that far off. And I think at the odds, I'd include her around the multiples. Even numbers, 4, 2, 3, and 9 in race 3.
Now, the next takeout, 4 Nashville Star, 9 Beach Break, 14 Shy Boys, 17 Self Regard. The favourite, 2 Surmise, at $3.10, 3 Manly Hanover, $5, 12 Pursue, $5.50, 13 September Girl, $8, 6 Miss Dent, $9.50, then double figures.
Yeah, even numbers again, 2, 12, 3, and 13. I like this horse here, Surmise. Well, he debuted up and he ran 6th at Port Macquarie back in September behind Walkout. He had a heap of condition on him. His run ended probably at the 200-metre mark. He was beaten 1.9. 4 winners came out of the race. He went to Port Macquarie on Cup Day. He led in Patagonia and another one running down really late. And 2 winners have already come out of it. That was 1,200. He's back to the 11.06 here today. I know he's drawn a sticky gate. He comes into the 11 now, but just looking at him in the yard at his only 2 runs, he'll be really, really hard to beat, and McGurran sticks with him. I think that's a big plus. 12 Pursuit, look, nice mare, former Victorian mare, now in the Brett Dobson yard. She'd been placed 3 times in Victoria, but she had a first start for Brett at Belna 2 weeks ago and mossed up. Just had the wood on her. There was a fair margin back to the third horse. She's got an ideal gait, so I think she's a big player. 3 Manly Hanover, he's on debut. He's by Safeguard. He's from the Jenny Graham yard. He's only had the 1 trial at Newcastle 19 days ago, beat 1.8 lengths in a trial. He wasn't knocked around. He draws a really good gait. Jenny's horses are always up and going, particularly the first starters. And September Girl, I loved her first up run. She ran 30 behind Canford Springs. She got a really bad gait, but she's another mare that would derive a lot of benefit from the first up run. And if Canford Springs comes out and wins in race three, well, she's definitely a player. Even numbers, 2, 12, 3 and 13 in race 4.
Right on to race 5, full field here, 1 Ballybrack, 26, number 2 Kitchener, 34, 3 Reading Tuition, 7, 4 Verdancy is $10, number 5 Oriola, 101, 6 Globite JR, 41, 7 Keyhole, 81, 8 Out, 9 Sharp Wit, 41, 10 How Hard It Is, 41, and 11 Miss Gem, very short, $1.12 and $1.02.
You want to take it, Sean, do you?
Nah, pretty right, thanks, Cass. I'll put yours on, though.
No, I'm with the odd numbers. I'm 11, 3, 4, and 1, really and truly. She'll take a power of beating. She's got an inside gate here. You go back at Lismore, she's only had 4 starts in her career, and she's been in the money 3 of the 4. Third at Lismore behind Maximalist. Maximalist coming out to just get beat in a good class 1 at Bow Desert. And she provided a protest against the winner, unleashed the red here 12 days ago. I looked, they were probably both at fault. Unleashed the red, shifted. She shifted in. They had a really good bump. But, I mean, if you go back to the third horse, it was a massive margin. So, and not only that, she had 57 today. She drops a kilo and a half and she draws the gate. and getting back here to Maiden Company. She looks awfully hard to beat. Red Intuition's racing really good. The claim for Jaden Barry will really help. Probably just didn't quite run out the trip here last time over the 2,220. So getting back to 1,700 will suit. Four Venanti, well, he finds it very hard to win, but he sucks you in all the time. He's got to be around the multiples. You wouldn't leave him out. And I give Ballybreak a chance. He's had wide gates his last two, and he was wide the trip at Kempsey. He was the widest horse on the home turn beyond Men in Tights. So he's covered a fair bit of ground his last two runs. I think today's gate and the distance, he'll certainly get a lot better run. With the odd numbers, 11, 3, 4, and 1 in race 5.
All right, race 6, 1 Royal Factor, 2 even, 2 and 3 out, 4 Rock Pearl, 750. 5 Unleash the Red, 7. Number 6 Bravo Uncle Billy, 950. 7 Rita Beale, 750. 8 out. 9 Lily of China, 750. 10 Centres Adore, 34. 11 Onset, 19. 12 Totten, 21. And 13 Mary Read, 41. Our favourite, 2 even, 1 Royal Factor.
No, no, can you give me the price on the 6 Bravo Uncle Billy? I just didn't pick it up there. Sure.
$9.50.
Like him. That's good. 6-4-5-1. I'm with him, Bravo Uncle Billy. He's had four runs back. His first two runs, he really needed that in. He took him to 1,900 metres at Dalna. Stephen Lee in a Class 2 and Partnership beat him 1.5 when running second. Partnership went straight to Woolloombar to win after that, went straight to Eagle Farm to win on the Saturday. Then he went back to the Gold Coast. He went from a Class 2 at Ballina to a Class 5 at the Gold Coast, beating four lengths. Now he's back to Class 2 grade today, to country grade, and he's a winner here in the past, and he draws good and gets a kilo over the limit. I think he's beautifully placed this horse today under the weights gum. A full Rock Pearl, former Victorian horse. He had good form in Victoria. He didn't handle Woolloombar one little bit. Then they brought him back here, Julie Pratt, in a good race over 1,700 metres. He ran 60. He was beaten 2.2. He was wide with no cover down the back, so he covered a heap of ground. He drops to 2.5 kilos here today. He'll be well placed. Unleash the Red was pretty good in winning his maiden here last start, and he gets the one alley and he drops in weight. He's just got to go up the Class 2 company. And I've got Royal Factor there. I'm leaving him there. Honestly, I don't think he'll run the trip out. You'd surprise me if he does run 17-10 out, but he looks the likely leader. And if they do leave him alone, he'll probably be there at the 200-metre mark. I've just got a massive query on him at 17-10. But I like Bravo Uncle Billy. I think he's really good odds. With the even numbers, 6-4-5 and 1 in race 6.
Right, the second last, race 7, 1 Radiant Choice is $13. 2 Foxy's Foxinator, 4. 3 Mia's got Class 440, 4 and 5 out. 6 Campari Soda, 420. 7 Magic Ali, 18. 8 Midweek Huster, 350, 9 out. 10 Net Effect, 41. 11 Dangerous Dan, 12. 12 El Tenion, 16. Favourite, 350. Number 8 Midweek Hustler.
Yeah, this is a good little race. So I'm with the split numbers 3, 2, 6, and 11. I'm just with Mia's got Class of Mia that's had one run under her belt. And we know that she's not a real good mare first up. And not only that, she run her heart out. She run 4th to 12th here beyond Ilya, beating 1.3. She was held up on the home turn. She had no luck down the running. You look at her second up records, good. She's had 3 goes here, 1 win, 1 placing. Probably a bit of a sticky gate, but she had 61 when she resumed first up, and she gets 57 a day. So there's a 4 kilo weight drop, and like I said, her second up record is really good. He's a big watch here, too, Foxy Foxinator. He's been off the scene 6 months. Jenny Graham must be happy enough to just give him that one trial. He ran 4th to 6th in a Newcastle trial, beating 2.9 lengths. This is horses that finished in front of him. Graf, El Dorado, and Bonamy. They're the 3 horses that won 1, 2, 3. He won 4th, and he went to the line probably just equal to him. He was never off the bridle. And once he had 4 goes here, 1 win and 2 placings, and he's won first up. So just off the trial, he'll be very hard to beat. Campari Soda, Barry Ratcliffe's little mare, she's doing a good job. She had a bad gate at Taree, that the rider right back to last to get a little bit of cover. She hit the line good, beating 0.2 of a length. She hasn't run for a month. She missed that race at Kempsey the other day. That's probably the only query. But the gate's in her favour, and probably the trip, we won't know till they try. And 11 Dangerous Dan, I'm leaving him there. Look, he's a hard act to follow, but he gets no weight. He gets a bit of speed up in front, and he draws a good gate. So he'll get the last crack at him. With the split numbers, 3, 2, 6 and 11 in race 7, Sean.
All right, the last race 8, 1 Cool Prince, $13. Number 2, I Want to Be a Jeep, 7. 3 Chief in Command, 750. 4 Landmarks, 34. 5 out, 6 New Endeavours, 11. 7 Ataraxia, 151. Number 8 is Mr. Smarty at 15. 9 Prima Stella, 7. 10 Tivoli Street, 225. 11 first time lucky, 6 and 12 out. 225, number 10 Tivoli Street.
Yeah, I'm with him. I think he's one of the best bets of the day. And with the even numbers, 10, 2, 1, 6, yeah, he's been good. He's three runs this time and have been terrific. He went to Ipswich, he went back to Eagle Farm. He went to the Gold Coast a month ago. He beat Counter Mill and just raced away from him. The horse that run third in the race was Captivator. Captivator went straight to Eagle Farm to win on a Saturday. And here he is half over the limit with a good gate and dropped 3 kilos on his win at the Gold Coast. And he's no good when he gets rain-affected ground. He needs it up on top of the ground, so he gets that. And he's a three-times winner at 1,400 metres. I want to be a Jeep. Look, he'll be hard to run down. He's led his last two, and he was run down late in the Cessnock Jungle Juice Cup behind profile. If he gets the easy lead, he'll take a bit of stitching. Cool Prince gets to a more suitable trip. He just couldn't find a suitable race for him. Johnny Shelton 20 days ago, he had to drop him back from 15 back to 1,100 metres, but he's won up to a mile and he's got good form here. This will suit him a lot better, and that one gate's a plus. And Six New Endeavours doing a good job for Sterling Oslin. He's been in the money his last three runs at Gunnedah. He went back to one at Gunnedah and he went the Canamble Cup and run third behind Free Billy. So that's pretty good form, but pretty keen on the 10 with the even numbers. 10, 2, 1 and 6 in the last, Sean.
All right. What stands out there, Gary?
I like race 4, number 2, Surmise. I think if he can get across from the gate with McGarren or board, he'll be hard to beat. And pretty keen on Tivoli Street in the last race, 8, number 10 from the Matt Gunyard. I think he's pretty very well placed. Race 4, 2, Surmise. Race 8, number 10, Tivoli Street. Quaddy numbers were just shortening in the first leg. Look, Miss Jim looks a standout, but I'll just add the 3 there, which is Ready Institution. So 11 and 3 in the first leg, 6, 4 and 5 in the second leg. Wide in that third leg was 3, 2, 6 and 11, and 10, 2 and 1 in that last leg. That'll cost $72 for 100%, Sean. Other than that, we've got beautiful conditions and a good day's racing. How was Newcastle, mate?
Fantastic. Great day's racing there. We had a good day at the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Lunch on Friday too, which was good.
Did you get them laughing?
Had a bit of fun.
Did you? That's
I pulled good. A good rort. I pulled a good rort for the choppers. I got given 2 bottles of wine as a thank you, so I flogged them. I got 2,000 to all up. I ripped 2 blokes off a grand each for a bottle and gave it to the Westpac helicopters.
They were probably only a $5 bottle, Sean. But it doesn't matter.
It was a nice bottle. But they were good sports. Yeah, I got embarrassed, Gaz. I had 1 on a grand and 1 on 1,100. I thought I'd better find some morals somewhere here. I better pull up.
but you spent it wisely, didn't you? You sent it to a good cause.
Yeah, the Westpac Rescue, because they do such a good cause. We think of them, you know, around the coastal areas and so forth. But they're the ones, like, they flew into Scone that day when Sammy Clinton had the fall there, that bad fall. They're the ones who come in and pick the jocks up. They do a great job. And I thought, we can't get some more money from this. Something wrong here. So,
Sean, I've been on the chopper. I was flown from Coffs Harbour to Brisbane when I broke my neck in the race fall. And you know what? I've never asked for 20 cents. I always donate money to them. But never asked for any money. The money that it would have cost them to fly me there to Brisbane, petrol would have been massive. Yeah, look, we're lost without them, and everyone should support them. And you're right with the jocks. Yeah. When there's a serious fall, they're here.
They're the first to help,
don't they? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was nearly going to try and flog nothing after that, and I thought, oh, I'll get thrown out of the McDonald Jones Stadium if I do that. I've robbed them enough. Anyway, yeah. It's all gone to a great cause, and they do a terrific job, the Westpac Rescue. Good on you, mate.
Okay. Right, mate. Talk to you.
See you, guys.
Bye, mate.
Gary Cleasy joining us there with his preview of Grafton. Weather fine, good 4 there today in the rain out 3, the entire circumference. 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio features the TAB Melbourne Cup from Sandown Park. Friday night, the Sparks will be flying with cutthroat heats of the Cup, plus the bold trees for stayers. For all the latest, catch Going Greyhounds 10:45 each morning on Sky Sports Radio.